Sam?
Am I supposed to say something? What are you?
Yes! It's a podcast! Okay. You're supposed to say something next. That's how that works. Here we go again. I'm not cutting this out, but just on principle alone. Sam? Okay. Why did I pick you? I have been stolen from.
Okay, what's going on?
I have been stolen from. There's a thief among us.
Okay. Wait, actually?
So I posted a video the day after the last Genius Bar. We're recording this on Thursday, for everyone wondering. We have no sponsors, and we're recording early. Oh, that's why. It's a holiday. That's why we don't have sponsors. I was going to blame the agency, but I don't think we can now. I think it's because it's a holiday.
This video is sponsored by the Easter Bunny.
This video is sponsored by the Easter and the Jesus, the rocks that Jesus came out of. Okay, yeah. So I have been stolen from.
Okay.
I was just on Twitter, minding my own business, and I started getting a bunch of DMs and tags on Twitter about how this man stole the intro for the last video we put out without crediting. This is the tweet in question. Okay. And I was like, okay, it's getting quite a bit of views and like a lot of engagement. And I'm like, wonder who this guy is. And I was going to be very angry and like tweet that he stole this. But then I did a Google.
Okay.
The man's bio, by the way, just says Apple Pioneer.
Yeah.
Skeuomorphic and protege of Steve Jobs. I don't know how we don't know who this man is. But yeah, Skeuomorphic Design was his. He was the lead designer, feature designer of Apple from like in the 90s to 2005. He made such classics as, I don't know if you've heard of it, iTunes.
I like that one.
Yeah. So I don't know how to react now because number one, this man clearly saw the video, but two, also stole the video. So how do you react to such a thing? What would AppleTrack do in this situation?
I don't actually care when people steal my stuff anymore.
Because you steal their stuff. So it's like fair.
I don't know. It's just the internet, man. It's not that deep.
I just think it's not the fact that they, like, I wouldn't be talking about this if this was some random stranger. It's that it's him. I don't know how I've never heard of this guy before until now.
Well, I guess you made a good video then if you got his attention. Like, did he agree with it? What was the...
Yes. I think.
Okay. Well, that's... Congrats.
I think,
you did it?
Yeah. He's using that as, like, his point to prove his point. But I'm glad he liked it because not a single other person did.
What do you mean?
It is my most disliked video in history.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's really? Got like 50% or more dislikes. People fucking were upset.
Wait, the comments are
upset.
Hold on. I did not see this.
First of all, this is the worst video launch experience I have ever had. Another one of those videos where I didn't sleep for days, put it up, and then YouTube was like, oh, hey, by the way, our stuff's not working. Just thought we should let you know. And it's like, I'm sure other YouTubers saw it on the back end. It's like, hey, we can't really count views right now. Don't listen to the view count on anything. The data is lost. Uh-huh. And so, first of all, that was my first problem. Second of all, no one liked it. And
look at the screen right now. Actually, it has a ton of likes.
I'm glad you did. Let me pull up. I guess you don't have a plugin.
I don't think people
have plugins. That's how I discovered the dislikes, because people were telling me how much people hated it.
I think 9.2 is high for you. Like, if we go back to your previous video, it literally has like 30% more likes than your last video. So I think people did like it. I just think probably equally there were people that didn't like it. It was more controversial.
YouTube Studio, let me tell you how many people know likey.
Okay. Yeah, this is interesting. Number one most disliked.
I have been lied to again. The internet is a ruthless, cruel mistress. The reason I thought there were 50% dislikes is because people were telling me there were 8,500 likes and 8,500 dislikes. I saw so many comments talking about the dislikes. I look, I mean, it's not great, but it's 80% likes. That's way not 50%.
Yeah.
So I've been lied to. I have been lied to. I have been stolen from. This video. Anyway, I think I've learned a lesson, a valuable lesson in this.
Okay.
First of all, I liked that video.
Yeah, it's a great video. I thought you did a great job.
I worked real hard on it. But people didn't like it. A lot of people left. Before halfway into the video, they were not a fan of what I was saying. But I think it's more how I was saying things. There's one major difference in this video as compared to many others. It was mostly written by me. Like if you look at the end credits on these videos, it'll say written by John Prosser and Brian Shoup, or written by Brian Shoup and John Prosser. Whoever's name shows first did most of the writing. That's a little behind the scenes fact for you, even though I feel like that should be obvious. I wrote 90% of this, and I think that's the problem. I think I write too. I think my personality is too Hurdy McHurt.
What is that? What does Hurdy McHurt mean?
You're a lot
emotional.
Yes, I do a lot of fighting with people instead of just saying a thing.
I did.
Like, I'm not just saying it. I'm like fucking saying it. And then like when I bring up Carl, I'm fucking bringing up Carl. I think that the real secret here is to not have me write it. I shouldn't be allowed to write things. I think that's the secret.
I did notice that. It felt very emotional in it, but I feel like you were the same way on the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. How come you guys were all fine with me on the podcast and then you shit on me when my video came out?
You can't say you guys when 80% of the people liked it.
There was a comment that was like, they had just sort of realized that my videos are just everything that I say on Genius Bar, but like more crafted into a well-written script and dialed back. If you listen to Genius Bar, you probably don't have to watch any of our videos.
Well, or the opposite. You shouldn't watch the podcast if you want to like actually enjoy a piece of content.
No, you should watch the podcast and don't watch anything else. That's
honestly
the secret.
Yeah. I enjoy that. Yeah. Good evidence. I think part of it, and the reason I didn't make a video, is it's very hard to get people interested in legal stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was literally all paperwork.
Yeah, that's just... I think there's just an inherent thing with the topic, personally, because my TikTok about it did the same way. I rewrote
the whole video, too.
Oh, wait, actually, like, I think my TikTok ended up doing okay, which I was surprised. Like, something that...
What the hell was that? You have a cat now?
No, but I'm locking my door.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like that. Oof, hey, if I get shanked live on the show.
I've been hearing lots of stories about cats breaking into homes in LA.
Really?
Yeah. The stories are everywhere, dude.
Wow, I'm scared.
You should be. Go ahead.
But yeah, my TikTok confuses me because, yeah, I made a video about this, and it was a video that I said to myself, if this breaks 10,000 views, like, I'll be impressed because it's legal, and I talk about five reasons, and sure enough, it did decent. But then other videos that I'll work really hard on TikTok that is for sure going to hit. Then,
yeah.
You know, nobody cares. So it's, I say that to say it's unpredictable, even 10 years, 11 years. Dude, you know, not to change the subject, but
when this
episode goes out, it's probably going to be the day of my 11th year YouTube.
Oh, hey, happy anniversary, Sam. Yay.
So wait, that means yours just happened, right? In February?
January.
Oh, well, happy God.
Why did I not even consider that? Yeah, 11 years. This doesn't feel fair. The sound effect there. That sounds like the kids that come back to school, but their birthday happened in the summer, so they all have to have a party together. Like, I want my own birthday party, goddammit.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Okay, good. Anyway, 11 years is too long.
Yeah,
I think
so as well. That's why we got to switch it up.
The Tim Doc just hit 1 million views yesterday, so that's really cool.
Oh, dude, congratulations!
This one is just the last video is just now going up in views because for a second it was like the internet was not having it.
Yeah, takes time.
So next time I'm working on a video and you hear that I'm writing it, can you stop me?
I really don't think it's that. I just think it. I think it's the topic is just has less interest.
Well, I rewrote it because I liked your idea better. Like on Genius Bar, where we just started reading the actual paperwork instead of just what like websites were saying.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't know if you had changed.
So I just literally printed physically all of the paperwork and went through all of the paperwork.
I mean, I think that was cool. I was impressed with the paper. Okay. Wait, breaking news? Breaking news?
What is the breaking news?
Did you see what just happened?
John,
this is the iPads came out. New
they
iPad
did.
Air. Whoa, new Mark iPad
Gurman
Pro Max.
Mark Gurman the GOAT. He was right.
This is insane. It's 3 millimeters thin?
That's crazy. Out of anyone on the planet, who said that iPads were coming this month in March? Mark Gurman. Who
Wait
tried
a second.
To tell us that every time? Mark
Wait a second. John, I'm reading this tweet from AppleTrack. It says they're coming in May.
But that's not what Mark Gurman said. Who said they're coming in May?
My goat, Mark Gurman, said that it would be coming in March for sure. And then my goat, Mark Gurman, said they're coming in March or April. And now my goat, which is starting to look like a little bit more of a lamb, easy to prey upon because I feel misled. And yeah, I know. It's in May. May for new iPads. What is this? Are you sad, buddy?
You know in Breaking Bad when Jesse screams, he can't keep getting away with it. That's how I feel about Mark Gurman.
You should find that gif. And
How are people just allowing this to happen? The man told, the only reason we thought iPads were coming in March was because Mark Gurman said iPads coming in March. And then at one point, he even said, like, oh, by the way, they're clearing out some stuff for Apple stores next week. Yeah. So then we're like, oh, iPads next week. And then Mark is like, no, I never said that. Don't you ever say I did. And then he's like, just kidding. End of March or April. Mm-hmm. Now he's saying this man has now put his flag in the ground for 3 separate months. For a quarter of the year almost. How can you, like, bro. So now, when they come out in May, he's going to be like, as I reported back weeks ago, here they are, as expected. Brother, it's as expected every month. Is that the secret? What's happening to Mark Gurman? I think we should investigate what's happening to Mark Gurman. Because something fishy's happening. His stock is going like this. He says a thing that is never right. And then just keeps saying the following month.
Yeah. So here we go. They're delayed until May. Apparently,
who knew
we know
Mark Gurman's undoing would be iPads.
But look at this. You want to see something crazy? So we're on my favorite video site, X Videos, right?
Yes.
You
love
go
X.
down. Look Love at X this. Videos. I've got the source linked below.
No. No way.
Guys, this is huge for AppleTrack and my own personal development as a person doing news. I now have been linking after, I think it took near a year to break me down.
Okay.
For me to see the light. I don't know.
You finally did it.
I turned 26.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that tends to do it. The closer you get to 30.
You know how most people's frontal lobes, like that part of your brain that responds for like impulse and decision making, they say it's 25. Mm-hmm. I personally think I was delayed a year.
No, they mean all of 25.
There
you
we go.
Get
that
every,
makes sense.
Every hour of 25 in
because,
for the full development.
Yeah, man. I hit 26 and I just overnight was like, I should link the source of the information below.
I like this.
Yeah. Has anybody ever thought of this?
Has it negatively impacted you at all?
No, it's actually been great because now I can just click on it and it's almost like I was wrong and everybody else is right and you guys can have your little tea party without me. Okay?
So still, for the, I don't know, is this the fourth Genius Bar we've been expecting? iPads, fourth or fifth?
A month, yeah. I'd say that's about right.
And is no one saying anything to Mark? Like, I don't understand. Are people paying attention?
It seems
he also
like,
keeps deleting tweets as well, which is clever.
Yeah.
He keeps deleting tweets that are wrong.
I was disappointed that there was no other information. Like, it is impressive he wrote an entire article for new iPads in May. I guess he included some exclusive information as far as why they were delayed. Apparently, we're hearing Apple had planned to release them at the end of March or early April, but the company's been working to finish software, and that the screens in the latest models require complex new manufacturing techniques.
I thought I saw in one of his tweets, he was like, they're gearing up to like do manufacturing now. So, brother, that means they weren't even close. He was saying stuff that wasn't even close to being ready.
Yeah,
that makes it worse somehow. Like, it's not, they're not, oh, just delayed, not till May. Brother, they weren't delayed. It was just happening in May. If they hadn't started making it, and they weren't even enough iPads to ship, and this man was like, here they come.
Luckily, we do have some great insight from my boy, Timur Kalik.
Okay.
He said, guys, just by Samsung, it's usually 1 to 2 generations ahead of Apple anyways.
We should have known. Shit.
Guys,
well, you heard it here first on Genius Bar.
Guys, that's why everybody is rushing out to get their Samsung OLED tablets and why Samsung is the number one tablet maker.
Samsung, what is it? The Galaxy Tab? Is that what they still make? Or
I literally couldn't tell you because I've never seen one or heard anyone that has ever bought a Samsung tablet. Probably because it's not compelling.
Huh.
Probably.
I don't think I've even seen one.
Remember, what was it? The OnePlus tablet? Nobody can really
compete. Best tablet that it was not an iPad was unironically like 2013, 2014, something like that. It was the Nexus 7.
Yeah, agreed. I also, I was a Amazon Fire Kindle HD stan.
I think you have to be kicked off the podcast after saying that.
Can I show you this tablet, man?
No way.
Fire HD. Dude, this had a 720p display.
Wait, I have a question. You said you also agreed the Nexus 7 was great?
I mean, from what I had seen.
Funny enough, do you know why the Nexus 7 was great? Same size as the iPad mini. Just going to lay that out there.
Dude, this thing was 2012. I was in like 6th, 7th, 8th grade. This, I don't remember the bezels being that thick, to be honest. But, I do remember the back.
Oh, man.
Oh,
the Fire HD.
The Kindle Fire HD, dude. And
wow,
it was what, like $300, $400? No, it was like $200. Yeah, $200 Kindle Fire HD 2012. Amazing. I love my Kindle Fire.
What the hell?
It was great. Anyway, so you were a Nexus tablet boy?
Nexus 7 was really sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Google. Fair. All of the Nexus products were phenomenal.
So iPads in May. Oh, wait, dude. WWDC got announced.
Oh, yeah.
How did we forget that?
Get announced. Yes.
How did we were so mad about the iPads on
the screen?
Yeah, let me share. Okay, so this was actually a big deal.
We did get an announcement on the 26th. It wasn't iPads.
Yeah. So here we go. I completely forgot about this happening. I don't know why. Apple announces their next event, guys.
Not as early as usual either. June 10th through the 14th, 2024. Join us online for the biggest developer event of the year. Be there for the unveiling of the latest Apple platforms, technologies, and tools. Learn how to create and elevate your apps and games. Engage with Apple designers and engineers and connect with the worldwide developer community all online and at no cost.
Or, John, you can apply as a developer to attend the event in person.
Uh-oh. So what do we like a hybrid thing, right? Like when you say attend the event, probably just sit there and watch it with the rest of them.
Yeah, no, that it's going to be the exact same thing as 2022, 2023, and then
they are landed on thick this year with the AI stuff.
You see that tweet from Gregory
from Jaws who was with our boy Brian Tong. His latest tweet was about Brian Tong. There it is.
I love Brian's energy, and I loved having a chance to chat with him about some of the most recent advancements we've made to iPhone. Thank you, Jaws. Okay, here we go.
Absolutely Jaws. Incredible.
You
noticed capitalized,
that?
By the way, for audio listeners. His tweet says, mark your calendars for WWDC 2024, June 10th through the 14th. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible is capitalized.
A-I.
I. Wow. Also, the colors for Dub Dub look like Siri colors.
Oh, I should have made a video. I got to make a TikTok about that.
Did you not know that?
Okay, here's honestly what I thought of. Because, you know, we're hearing about iOS 18 this year. Yeah, we should. Dude, I didn't even put in the notes. We're so off our game. We didn't even mention Dub Dub in our, like, we have a little note of what to go through.
Yeah, we do.
This should have been our first thing. Why did we not? Because
our note just says, take down Mark Gurman, end show.
No, it doesn't. I love Mark. Yeah, I feel like we should restart the show because I feel like we should have led
We can't
this.
Restart the show.
I know.
This is how it happened. This is how it happened.
Okay. So, WWDC.
The first geniuses thing, have sat through some absolute dog shit, so they'll sit through this.
I love you guys. The first thing that I thought of, and I noticed Chance Miller of 9 to 5 Mac fame thought of the same thing, was this invite.
Hmm.
This was the invite for iOS 7, which I think is actually very descriptive for what we saw.
You did try to tell us about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably made the video or something like that. Oh, this no, also
your,
brings me
your
back.
iOS 18. You did a whole like you told the whole story about iOS 7, mm-hmm. and you did you tried to tell us you yeah. were the prophecy.
So I look back at WWDC 2020 or look forward to WWDC 24, and I feel like I see some similar vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The WW like new, is attached.
Yeah,
that's I mean, really the, bugging me. I'm not. I don't know why it's bugging me, but it's just I don't. It's making me uncomfortable.
I like, I mean, it's just three Vs. What does VVV stand for?
Very voluptuous.
Valvoline.
Nailed
guys,
it.
You heard it here first. Exclusive information.
We've discovered it. Okay. How are we feeling about this, Sam?
I think the branding's fire. I can't wait to see. All right, I'll say it. I've applied to go to the Apple event. Apple, if you're watching.
Oh, shit.
Please let me come.
And
I know.
They will, because Tim knows you personally. He took pictures with you, so he remembers.
Listen, man. I just would love to be at another Apple event. And I just want to I probably screwed myself by saying anything. We should probably cut this.
Didn't you?
Now they're gonna.
Didn't you apply before with your soundboard app? Do we need to make a new soundboard?
I might need to make a new app. Or update it for iOS 18.
Did you use our soundboard?
Yeah, I went in 2022. It was very fun. It was a very
How
good
annoying
time.
Would it be for us to release an app that is the Genius Bar authentic soundboard, and it's just the sounds, like the two sounds that we constantly use on the show that people can just use in real life?
I don't think we have the rights to that.
Just imagine like talking during a conversation, someone's like, hang on, let me get out my Genius Bar soundboard.
That's the most like 2009 app idea that I've ever heard.
Okay.
What do you think? You like the branding? You think the AI is actually happening?
Oh, of course the AI. Wow. Okay. What are the signs of a stroke? Should I call somebody?
Yes.
Okay. I am very excited. Of course AI is happening. It's happening so hard. And it's really ballsy. Let's just assume that this is Siri related. These are Siri colors. Mm-hmm. Very ballsy to be leading with Siri of all things. The worst thing that they ship every year. I don't think there's anything worse that they ship. I think Siri is worse than the fabric cases, the fine woven cases.
No, I've got something in a product that I'm going to share at the end of this episode that I think is the worst thing Apple's ever made ever.
There's something worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you
my
will
heart
agree.
Can't take it.
You will agree, but we'll save that for the
end. How are you feeling about Dub Dub? Obviously AI, yes.
Yeah, AI for sure. I like that they're teasing that. I like the look of it. Looks like it's going to be fresh, new, and fun. We're hearing repeatedly iOS 18, biggest update in iPhone history. Now everybody's starting to say that.
We love to
which
hear
I'm
it.
Very excited for. I'm ready. The iPhone desperately needs some fresh life. It's just been, especially with the 16, iPhone 16 and 16 Pro sounding so.
For audio listeners, he has a Caseify case on again.
It's literally not.
For audio listeners, he does. You're going to have to come to the video.
For audio proof. Listeners, he's lying. It's
yeah,
not.
If you want proof, you're going to have to come watch the video. Oh, he just dropped it. Why'd I cut away? I cut away right at the wrong second.
We're fine. Thanks to my ceramic shield.
Good job. Thank you, Caseify.
Oh, my God. It's not. Stop. You're gonna actually get people mad at me when it is not. I don't want to say the company, but it's not that because they're not paying me.
Wait, you have a non-sponsor?
Well, they haven't sponsored me recently, so I don't just want to give them free promo.
That didn't
promo
bother you with Casetify. Who is it?
It's Rhino Shield. Just move on.
I just needed to know who it was.
It's not even, like, it's fine. It's a fine
I just
case.
Needed I to know. So it's officially made by rhinos.
Yeah, that's why they're so good at
There's
it.
There's like child labor, rhino labor.
Mm, rhinos would be better for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, slightly better. Yeah,
I would exploit a rhino.
Okay.
I'm very excited for that. We're hearing macOS going to be a small update. WatchOS 11, Gurman says, going to be a small update. But we did get confirmation from our boy. Sounds like Apple Vision OS 2 will be coming as well.
Confirmation from our boy who?
Mark Gurman.
Okay.
So not confirmation.
So yeah, it'll be happening 2 months later is what I'm hearing. Vision OS will be 2 months after June. I think people sometimes forget that this is not our only teaser for DubDub. There is one closer to the actual event, more for people that are watching it. That'll be this is WWDC getting announced, like the date, but there's an invite that also goes out, like a week out or 2 weeks out from the actual event. That is more of the on the nose teaser, like will carry the theme a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
Like the typical invites that come out to get us excited for watching stuff. This is just the first initial announcement of the date so people can start booking flights and hotels and stuff.
Yeah. And hey. You should do that.
And hey. You should be it would be cool to be in the area. It would be really neat to be in the area, I think.
Huh. I know I'm personally planning to probably be in that area.
I'm going
to
be in the area.
Yeah.
And I'm not even invited to DubDub. Why would I be in the area? Why was I in the area last year? I have so many questions.
Just stay tuned for more information coming likely within the next 30 days. Anyway, we get this press release from Apple. They basically do the same thing. Hey, we're going to do all this iOS. But I'm very excited about Vision OS, and I'm curious. We haven't really talked about Apple Vision Pro.
Okay.
In a couple weeks. And I'm not saying we have to talk a lot about it because I know we did do that exhaustively, even though they were our best performing episodes of all time. So it's probably not a bad idea to talk about Vision Pro.
We can do anything we want.
Anyway,
we're the boss.
I want to talk to you. What are you using it for? How often are you using it?
I was literally just using it yesterday to edit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
Wow.
But I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I heard on Twitter today that Apple has been moving engineers from the Vision Pro project to the folding iPhone project.
Oh, no. That's a mistake.
Yeah, and that to me, it could be nothing, right? It could be along the same lines of Mark Gurman saying iPads are coming in March. You know, we could just not listen.
Yeah.
But that also worries me because, what if that means that they're like, oh, fuck, Vision Pro, not the move. Let's go right back to the bread and butter iPhone, but make a fold, I guess. I saw it on 9to5 Mac.
No way. Is this true?
I feel like we gotta pull up the story at least. Yeah, Apple Track should know about it, out of all people.
Moving engineers isn't probably a story I would cover. I can't really find.
Keep going.
Launches. Okay.
Keep going. I swear to Christ, I saw it. I hope I'm not going crazy.
Are you okay, buddy?
No, I swear I saw it.
Can you Google it? Apple moving engineers from Vision Pro.
Did I just make this up on the podcast?
Oh, here we go.
Here
we go. Vision Pro engineers move to folding iPhone.
Who's it from? If it's from Mark Gurman, we can just ignore it.
This report is from
who?
I'm literally trying to DigiTimes.
Uh-oh. Well,
I guess.
So Take it or leave it, really.
Yeah, that's not the greatest. But
does
also,
does this worry you?
I just don't really get the folding iPhone. I genuinely just don't understand.
I think the folding iPhone's ever shipping.
I think it's a form factor thing, and it's how I feel about Vision Pro a lot. I just think the form factor is not. I think it's the wrong form factor.
Like, why are we making portable phones more portable? You're just making an extra step to get to what I'm already used to, and now I got to open it up.
Yeah,
it's incredible that we can bend displays. Really cool.
Yeah.
But like, you could actually use that for like a foldable iPad or a foldable MacBook or something cool.
I don't like it, man. I just don't like the way it feels. I don't like folding stuff.
I'm putting my peenie in the ground.
Yeah.
I'm planting my peenie in the ground right now, and I'm saying that come 2027, this will not ship.
Yeah, I don't really see it happening.
They're going to change their minds. Market's going to be different by then.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people would be down. Like, I think it would get a lot of social media clicks if Apple made
I tell you one thing. I'm not up.
You're down?
I'm not up about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely flaccid.
I respect that. But okay, back to Vision Pro. You used
and
it yesterday.
That's why today's episode is sponsored by Joy Mode.
How?
I'm just kidding.
No, it's not. How often have you been using it? Like, tell me about like.
Every day. I use it
every day at some point?
Yes, every day.
Wow. So yeah, after
how often
we got,
do you use it?
I didn't touch it for about 9 days straight, and I kind of forgot it existed.
Oh, shit. That's not great.
And I weirdly have been happier lately.
What? you think it correlates? I mean, I'm not Andrew Edwards level bad. Like, I'm not living in Vision Pro, but I will use it every day.
Okay, I mean, hey, I'm proud of you. I personally, I think I'm getting close to my review. I'm getting very, very close.
Okay.
Still don't feel ready to review it yet, but I'm getting close, and I feel pretty let down still, and I just think it's super big, and yeah.
Heaviest also, thing you put on your head.
Yeah. Also, like, we saw how when we were at the LG event, like, the two women that we let, like, try on my headset.
Well, I didn't. I didn't see any of that.
Oh.
I was talking to Caleb Dennison.
Wow.
From Digital Trends during that time.
I let, like, two. It was funny because they were just talking about it at dinner, and then I had randomly had it with me. Why? I don't know why I brought it with me. Oh, I think to, like, maybe capture things for my review. And then I was like, oh, do you guys want to try it? And they were like, what, you have it here? And it was so funny to see their reaction to it. And they both were like, wow. And then it was, get me out of this. I mean, one girl, like, mid demo of the dinosaur, she just ripped it off and she's like, I'm good now. And I was like,
I'm good now.
Yeah. I mean, but I just, that's why I think the form factor they got wrong. Because I think a lot of like dudes that have big shoulders, like you and Andrew, I think you guys could like wear Vision Pro around. But I think little skinny boys like me,
okay,
and maybe a lot of dainty members of the population, it's just big and heavy and scary. And I think that I'm
big and heavy and scary. That's the title of your review right there.
It makes me a beta male for not liking Vision Pro more.
Although Vision Pro, big, heavy, and scary.
I use it sometimes. I'm going on a plane trip this weekend home, and I'm debating bringing it because I'm also planning to like edit or use my laptop and just bringing both.
Dude, editing on a plane is actually doable because of Vision Pro.
I mean, I just edit anyway with headphones and
it's too. I can't, dude. Editing my own face with somebody near me that can see me editing my own face just is number one awkward. Because there's two scenarios there. If someone sees you on a plane editing a video of yourself, they're like, oh, shit, one of these kids.
Okay.
So they either think I'm like one of those starving artists. I'm uploading this on YouTube, getting 3 views. Or they think I'm successful, in which case, here come the questions. How can you make money on YouTube? How do you make money on YouTube? Is it the ads? If I watch an ad, will you get money? And then you have to be like, well, actually, I get basically no money from you watching an ad. And I get more money from putting an own ad in video. And they're like, oh, how you get that? How you get ads? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, you have to know an Eric. and then you have to explain who Eric is, and it's like a whole thing.
Yeah, Eric's the ad guy. Surprisingly, I've never had anybody really mention it to me.
No,
and I'm an offender. I just open that 16-inch MacBook Pro up, and I just start going to town, man.
You're a monster of a person.
Yeah, in my premium econ seat where my legs are basically touching behind me, and I'm mad I didn't get upgraded. Yeah. terrible time for an influencer out here.
You know, even if I got questioned,
yeah,
it would be less terrible than being caught for leaking.
Mm. Wow, look at that transition.
Being sued by Apple. Yeah. Do you like that? That's why we have notes.
This was actually really interesting and what I wanted to spend a lot of time on, because this is crazy, dude. Let me pull this up. So we'll start off with where I saw this. It was on Mac Rumors.
Oh, the Rumors.
Yeah, okay. They shared this. And I've seen stories like this before where it says Apple sues former employee for leaking iPhone journal app and more. And that they were seeking more than 25
grand. Did
Mac
Rumors bury the lead here? Because I thought the biggest problem was Vision Pro leaks.
Well, that I think Apple's trying to be gentle about that. Like, I don't think they wanted people to know
they're
it was that
recent.
They're
trying to stick it to them, but not stick it to them. Okay.
Yeah. It only says they're demanding damages in excess of 25 grand, which is actually less than I would have thought.
Like, Apple has demanded just to be clear, jury trial.
That's nothing to Apple. That's 25 iPhone sales. They do that in like a minute.
Oh, they don't give a shit. They want that person to pay $25. That's $25,000 from a single person is a lot of money.
Well, I know, but
it's
if he was an
engineer,
it's just
the principle of it.
He probably would have been making 200K or more a year. So it doesn't seem like
that's
25K.
Still, $25,000 is a big chunk out of that 200K, even if that's the case. That's a lot of money to have to pay up.
I'm just saying, for what this individual did, it seems low, because it wasn't just one little thing. It was a 5-year period, and I actually have the documentation that pull up.
He got the receipts, dogs.
I got the receipts.
Hey, geniuses, our boy got the receipts.
I mean, I guess it's public, so we can say the dude's name, Andrew, was a little leaksy peeksy.
He was a little leaksy peeks.
And listen, I love a good leak, just to be clear. That's a lot of how my job happens. However,
and this taking story, one for the team over here.
This story is pretty interesting. So how did this happen? This is just kind of hilarious. He seems maybe not the most... I think this person's ego probably got in the way of them being a successful leaker.
Okay.
It's kind of what
that
I'm
happens
hearing.
To the best of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it says that basically Andrew had signed this document saying that he wasn't going to share stuff when he was working there, as every employee does. And then
I just read. Mr.
Read it.
Mr. Is it Aoud? Aoud? Aoud?
Sure.
Aoud? Mr. Aoud?
I'm just calling him Andrew.
Mr. Andrew connected with the Wall Street Journal journalist whom Mr. Andrew codenamed Homeboy. and there's a screenshot in this too.
Yes, this is what
I
want to get
provided,
to.
And it's a signal screenshot, and it's so like, it almost sent me into flashbacks. Like, it is so accurate. If people ever wondered what leaking stuff is like between the leaker and someone like me or Sam, well, I guess less Sam.
Yeah, why are you throwing
to say
me
not
into this?
Sam?
I'm
okay,
trying to get
sorry,
the dub.
Sorry.
I've never leaked anything in my
okay,
life.
Okay,
man.
I'm sorry. Okay,
Calm down. I'm just a guy making videos.
This is exactly what it's like. This is the exact language that's used. This is like, it's all everything in code names, but like stupid code names. And everyone always asked me, and I've answered this question on Genius Bar quite a bit. They're like, why do people leak stuff? And I always say, it's just the thrill of it. They like this stuff just as much as you watching, and it's even cooler that they get to be a part of it. They like seeing the chaos. That's exactly what this person says in the screenshot.
Yeah, this is
so
wild.
This screenshot is from the leaker's perspective, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Wall Street Journal person was like, hey, the story's publishing super early. No idea why. So interesting that I guess journalists don't even get to control when their stuff goes out, which
is weird. No, of course not. Editors. That's what editors are for.
I guess. And then, yeah, this Andrew dude was like, haha, nice. Can't wait for chaos to break out before Apple corporate people even wake up. Dude. Things you don't want to leak ever.
I bet he didn't say that, this wouldn't even be happening.
Because now you've made it personal. You've made it personal, and now you know that there's somebody like me that just appealed my ticket and waiting for response from Los Angeles as I got a – it's a whole thing for the last episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know there's somebody like me that's like, Apple has $1 trillion. I'm going to just make this my life to like get you back for making fun of me basically. So it seems very personal. The amount of money I would pay to see all of these screenshots is probably embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. Andrew, if you want to get in more legal.
Oh my God. Don't listen to
Sam. That was a joke.
Sam.
That was a joke. Oh my God. But yeah, poor so Andrew. This person is talking about this. But here's the thing. I was like, okay, there's a little fly bug around me, dude. I'm filming a podcast. What are you doing? Yeah, there's a little fly bug. Get away.
So you got a dead body in there?
What? Well, yeah, Andrew's been real quiet since this dropped. I had to get into dub somehow. That's a joke. Okay. So, this
Jesus
is where
Christ.
It gets a little.
It's the darkest thing that's ever been said.
This is where it gets a little. Listen, I'm usually pro leaker because I'm an Apple fan and I want to see stuff. And I genuinely don't believe that Apple's claims in this lawsuit or that this hurts them or gives competitors an advantage. Sure, maybe, but I think broadly Apple just wants control and I get it, right? If somebody was going to leak the thing that you and I are working on, I'd obviously be like, oh. But also it would get people excited. And I feel like as a marketing tool, which Apple is all Apple is a marketing company now. That's all they are. They're no longer a hardware software company. Apple's a marketing company.
You can't say that. When I say that, I get in trouble.
Well, Vision Pro is the clearest example that they no longer truly care about hardware and software. They just care about marketing.
Okay, pal.
Yeah, I just spoiled my whole video.
Okay, pal.
So this person and what they did, which I feel icky about, is that Apple alleges that in Andrew's own words, he was sharing things to make sure that they never happened. Like specifically this Andrew guy, and you can see, it's kind of weird that this is all exposed now. One of the big things that Andrew leaked was the Journal app coming in iOS 17. You remember we were talking about that?
Who's the journalist in question? You would know, I feel like.
Yeah. So
do you remember who put this story out?
Yeah. I mean, we can find it right here. If you just search on Wall Street Journal, Journal app. Here we go. I just saw it right here. Apple plans journaling app. Aaron Tilley.
Okay.
Which, let's just say I think John Gruber had a great article that exposed that this dude's nickname was Homeboy.
What?
Yeah. So again, I'm jumping all over the place. This is a hard story. I probably should have prepared more to share this on the podcast. It's very interesting. So John Gruber had a great story talking about this thing happening. And well, if we go here, you can see at the very end, Aaron Homeboy Tilley was a reporter for The Information until September 2019 when he left to join the Wall Street Journal. Anyway, I'm sure the Wall Street Journal will help Andrew out with his bills. So it's kind of weird, and I would feel very weird if I was this journalist.
Yeah, a little awky. Like,
I feel like maybe they both got lost in the sauce and were just excited to share stuff, which I get.
That's how it happens, yeah.
But
how
I don't
did
know.
They discover this? How'd they figure this out in the first
say,
place?
But man, damn I want to know. I read the so just to be clear, I read the entire lawsuit front to back today.
Okay,
I was that
and
invested.
There's nothing in
so
there.
It just says in this one spot as we go back to it, it simply states, I believe, we discovered that this happened in December. Oh, sorry. Apple learned right here of Mr. Andrew's misconduct in the fall of 2023. That is all it says. But this is where it starts to get juicy, dog. And this is why I was so excited to talk about it, because it actually sounds like a cartoon. Let me just read this. When Apple met with Andrew to discuss his improper disclosures, he promptly confirmed his guilt through his actions, if not his words.
What?
So you might read that. What does that mean?
He started
what is
sweating.
Apple leading? They say, at the start of his November 7th, 2023 interview, Mr. Andrew repeatedly denied that he leaked information to anyone. He also claimed that he did not have his Apple-issued work iPhone with him. Feigning the need to visit the bathroom mid-interview, Mr. Andrew then took his phone out of his pocket and deleted a bunch of evidence.
Oh, my God.
Could you Andy. Imagine being in a meeting with Apple Legal and you go, I got to make a brown.
The way this is listed or described, this included the Signal app, which memorialized his history of leaking information to Homeboy.
And likely others via encrypted messages.
So they literally just opened up his iPhone and were like, oh, there it is. Just started taking screenshots.
Also, no, he was taking screenshots for some reason.
Andy.
So here's what happened.
Andy.
First of all.
My guy.
Let's just get one thing straight, which is why I don't particularly feel bad for this guy.
Oh, no, you can't feel bad. Everyone that signs up for this, you know?
No, but us included, I would feel bad. Here's the thing. He was doing all of the leaking from his work iPhone.
Yeah, like, come on, brother.
Come on, homie. You realize Apple has management software and they can probably remotely see everything because it's not your property and you're an employee, which therefore you probably signed something that says they can see literally everything if they need to. I don't understand being a leaker. I mean, I'm just saying how I would do it. I think it'd be pretty hard to get caught is if you just used an encrypted service on an Android phone, maybe. like Apple would have no access. Don't say too much.
Okay. Not everybody, but the classiest of people that worked with me did use Android devices and actively threw them away. Like would destroy them and throw them away after each conversation and get a new device.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like in between them getting rid of their device, there was quite literally no way for me to contact them. I would just have to wait for them to get in contact with me.
Yeah.
Or I'd send I don't know if I ever said that publicly, but I would. I would.
Yeah, I think we should cut that from the episode.
Why?
We're cutting that from the episode.
How's that? That's not going to get us in trouble.
And we're back.
How is that going to get us in trouble?
We don't want to take any risk or reveal any strategies that may have not been prior known by Apple Inc. or fellow corporations.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Because that's not our job. That's not our job. Our job is just to talk about this lawsuit and how it's interesting as we are sort of in the middle of all of this.
Yes. Yes.
So,
I have said too much.
Like, here's the thing is, it was using Signal, so smart, using an encrypted app. Obviously, that's kind of what you do, whether you're leaking government info or Apple info or anything else. But then, basically, Apple just kept interrogating him.
Okay.
And he eventually, I mean, it was a work iPhone, so I think Apple could see that he deleted an app off of it. Ugh. So Apple goes, hey, did you delete the Signal encrypted app? And he goes, well, yeah. And then it's like, well, what was in the app? And he was like, nothing.
Nothing.
I don't think that this was the most well thought out thing. And it sounds like, based on this screenshot, that there was ego involved. And that's probably what cost him his job and now a lot of his livelihood because it wasn't.
Yeah, and this definitely wasn't his first leak. It's like after a few successful ones is when you start to feel pretty hype, you know, when you start to feel yourself a little bit too much.
Yeah, and I just feel like there's a way to share it that isn't as malicious as Apple will paint it or as this person was doing. Like this person, for example, with that journal app leak, he thought it was a bad idea and he went to the media so that hopefully the story would get big enough to where Apple would kill the project because people were making fun of it. And that feels icky.
Oh, yeah, that is a bit odd. Never heard of that motive before.
That's like you trying to be CEO and you think you make the best decisions. So I'm going to go leak a bunch of exclusive Apple info. And John, it also worked and we were a part of it. Because specifically, I read very deep into this lawsuit and there's a very, very interesting part that I think you will also find extremely fascinating. Okay. Specifically, there is a note somewhere in here. I'm trying to find because it mentions a report in 2023. Let me scroll through here and find it. It's a little bit further on. So right here. Another example, Mr. Andrew disclosed confidential details regarding Apple's internal product development policies to a Wall Street Journal journalist. This journalist subsequently published an article of that same subject that month. Now, you're probably like, what is that? But because that was so specific and we know exactly what publication this was, you can search Wall Street Journal, Apple, May 2023. And right here, you see it.
Oh, shit.
Remember this article? We talked about it on the show. This article was the first to basically say Apple Vision Pro is going to launch really soon, but that's a dev kit. So, I mean, we kind of just played into it because I think it did make us feel very worried and negative about the product.
Well, it definitely did. Is this also the first time we heard the price?
It was around $3,000. So I believe Mark Gurman had been saying the same thing, but this person obviously had access to more. This person was a battery engineer, it said, but okay. They definitely had, I mean, they'd nailed it. Looks like a pair of ski goggles, comes with a battery pack. Apple's launch plans may break its traditions and rules. So again, it sounds like this dude was working on it.
Right.
Rightfully or unrightfully so, he said, I don't think that this is going to be good enough to where it should be for us to ship this. And instead of doing anything else, he just ran to his friend and was like, I disagree with these policies. And just because he disagreed with it, painted this picture that a lot of people in Apple were skeptical about this thing, which may or may not be true. We don't know. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't.
This just tells you, you gotta, when you hear stories like this come out, you gotta.
That's what I'm saying. It made me think about a lot of things we've read. And when Mark Gurman shares things about products that maybe it's just this. It sounds like this employee was just kind of salty and mad at Apple.
Yeah.
And he was trying to actively get back at them, which is why I get why Apple's going after him. And I think there's a difference between these are the new colors for the iPhone 16 Pro and Apple is breaking their own rules to ship a dev product. And this is how I feel. Like that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was fascinating. And I just don't ever remember an Apple lawsuit in history where. I mean, they doxed the journalist.
Yeah. It's not
a secret.
This out in the open, I don't think.
They've never done that. They would just mention a journalist.
I think it's personal because it started personal. Mm-hmm.
But I just think about, I mean, is this going to impact, now that this is public and out today, I mean, Apple sends people from the Wall Street Journal early access stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Because I'm thinking about this now. I mean, there's YouTube people that...
Have they worked with the Wall Street Journal in the last few months since they discovered this in what? Wouldn't they say December?
Yeah, the Joanna Stern of the Wall Street Journal was one of the first to get Vision Pro.
So maybe it's just people.
Well, it's interesting, though, because I feel like the lines get murky.
They do.
Because...
Obviously, higher-ups at the Wall Street Journal knew this story was dropping.
Yeah.
And decided the time.
Here's what I'm saying. If an editor knows there's a lead tech columnist, and then this other person's getting exclusive tech information. Surely these two people, one of which has an exclusive relationship with Apple, I just feel like that's
is the Wall Street Journal too big to turn away, though? Like, do you think the Wall Street Journal is too legitimate for Apple to stop working with?
I don't know. But I feel like it's a weird, like, I'm just trying to think how I would balance that if, I mean, because wasn't it who leaked the iPhone 4?
Gizmodo.
Yeah, they got banned from Apple events for a decade, even though it was just one guy.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling? Why are you smiling like that?
I don't know.
You're just a silly little guy. I know what you're smiling about.
Okay.
But yeah, did you find this interesting? I don't know. I was reading this and I was gripped.
It's very interesting.
From front to, it kind of gets repetitive toward the second half of the suit, but I was just gripped by all this being out. And I mean, I don't know. Fascinating to get sort of an inside look, but I just want to know how they caught this person.
I would love to know how I caught him.
The only thing I can assume is that they wouldn't be surprised if Apple on their proprietary phones.
I was going to say, it sort of seems in the lawsuit they're leading with the fact that he was using a work device. That seems to be his downfall.
Yeah, because again, I feel like Apple could probably see. I mean, to be clear, it was definitely within Apple's right to do that on a work-issued device.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if they had some suspicions about how the stuff was getting out.
What I'm going to guess, this is just a guess on my part. I don't think Apple can see directly and exactly what's happening, but I do think they can see screen time. And I think that they could see Signal was taking up quite a bit of screen time, and maybe they got curious.
That's what I was going to say. I have a feeling, or another idea that I had is maybe generate a list of every single person that had access to this leaked info. Because they obviously know controlled who's getting what.
Yeah.
And then came up with that master list, sent out an update to phones that people didn't even notice, maybe in the background, or bundled it into a software update. And they just noticed what apps, like you said, were being used, or maybe apps that were being installed or uninstalled. And I do think it would be a red flag if you had the Signal app on your phone, and then in the middle of a meeting, you came back and you also just being like, I don't have my work phone with me. Can I go pee?
Dude, what a classic, dude. What a classic.
I still don't have my work phone, but I am relieved. It sounds like a Tom and Jerry skit, right?
It does. It sounds amazing. And having to write that in legal speak is the best.
Now, here's what I don't know, and this is my last question that I have about this thing. Because I don't know, because I've heard things from people about Apple and how Apple treats things. So Apple claims...
Dude, this would suck so bad. Just you scrolling through a legal document and seeing a single just normal screenshot, I can just put myself in this position. And if, like, just... I mean, this isn't even bad, but just thinking about any screenshots from, like, oh my God. Like, if there were screenshots from me just in a legal document and then the public could see it, I would never show my face ever again.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, Andrew says to close out that, or sorry, Apple says that they gave Andrew the opportunity to potentially resolve the matter before the lawsuit.
Okay. Before filing this lawsuit, Apple reached out to Mr. Andrew to potentially resolve this matter. Over a month ago, Apple contacted Andrew to understand the full scope of his leaks and asked for his full cooperation in resolving this matter without litigation. Mr. Andrew, however, did not commit to cooperating.
Now, here's where I feel a little sus. Because I also
It sounds wonder, like they wanted him to give up a bunch of sources. The other way around. A bunch of his avenues of leaking.
Yes. And then what would stop Apple, even if they said, hey man, we just want to talk and we won't sue you, to then him give up everything and say, by the way, you now have a lawsuit on your desk. Thanks for giving us everything anyway.
Yeah.
If it's personal, you know. I don't think this looks good for Andrew, considering that I believe he also admitted to doing this. I mean, if I did do this, it was on my work phone and I got caught, I would have just said at this point, like, I'm not speaking until my lawyer's present.
Yeah. And honestly, if that's the case, if Andrew didn't give up the journalists that are publishing the stories, the ball's on that man.
Yeah.
What a homie.
Homeboy. Respect.
What a homeboy. What a homeboy.
Although, now there's journalists that are exposed, and I just want to say this, that, we got some real good scoops from Mark Gurman on the headset and, the information on the headset. Now I'm like, is this who it was from?
Well, I was going to say, is it any coincidence that Mark Gurman's fucking face is in the mud right now as Andrew goes down? Like, it seems like convenient timing that we can't figure out when the fucking iPads are coming out, huh, Mark?
I don't know. It's tough. And I'm laughing more at the situation than the person. I don't want to feel like this is like a personal attack. I don't know how to handle this because I wouldn't have said the person's name, but then Apple's just like, Apple versus Andrew. So then it's like, I don't know. And it's public, so I don't.
Yeah, we're allowed to laugh. It's like, it's
I know.
Part of
I just,
fucking,
I. Yeah, I'm just always trying to like not be.
It's like watching a
add
football
insult
game.
To injury.
It's like watching a football game. Someone on the field gets hurt, funnily. And it's like, haha, yeah, obviously that sucks for that person, but it comes with the sport, man. It's part of it.
Yeah.
Especially when you start feeling a little spicy about yourself and you're pushing a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're like actively making it personal between you and a $3 trillion corporation. It's like and you're doing it from their fucking phone. So it's, the people that have leaked to me in the past not only didn't use work phones but didn't use iPhones at all, so I just feel like it's ultra silly.
Or should you even say that part device. I don't think you should say I'm just and we're back again.
Okay,
we're back again, guys. He is really struggling
I'm
with
not
this.
I'm just trying to add.
You're no, and I set you up at this episode. I'm like, you should add some, and then I'm like, don't add anything. Just don't say anything because this is not it. We're just covering a story.
Covering a story. What would we know?
To be clear, I'm not involved. I'm just a guy.
I'm not involved. Why are you?
You were involved for a few years, Mr. iPhone 4, iOS 15.3, MacBooks coming at dub.
No.
Looking ass.
No. It is really funny that people fucking sold their MacBooks. Just the arc of my the ruckus that I caused in my 2 or 3 years of actively leaking stuff was something else.
Yeah.
Saying the MacBooks were 100% going to Dub, and then they 100% didn't, and then everyone had already sold their MacBooks, and then there were articles written about how people sold their MacBooks because of me. What a ridiculous thing, dude. What an absolute ridiculous... Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not doing that anymore. Holy shit.
You know what else is ridiculous?
The fact that the Lightning... 3.5 millimeter cable.
Dude, this
$35. I have it somewhere.
I've got two gripping stories to wrap this episode up.
Gripping?
Yeah. I wanted to save it for the end. I've got a good story for everybody that stays.
I love being gripped.
You.
Just grip me.
Grip
daddy.
Me daddy. That's what they used to call me in So the first is actually not a gripping story at all. I'm just pissed off.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Because this cable always finds its way into trouble in my life, John.
It's the worst thing that exists.
You know my little Roomba? Jerome that goes throughout my house?
Why
Dude,
is it named Jerome?
I don't know, because I needed a friend.
Mine is named Clean Elizabeth.
That's awesome. Actually, no, I think Jerome was the first one. Sorry, Jerome passed away back in 2019.
Oh, rest in spaghetti. Never forgetty, Jerome.
Yeah, the new one is Flappy. Jerome was the OG, though.
Should we pour one out?
Yeah.
For the homie?
Yeah.
For Jerome.
For Jerome-y? Stop. Dude, you have a carpet. Stop.
It's for Jerome. And for Andrew. For Andrew.
No, stop.
It's really wet down there.
I know.
I should probably do something about that soon.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Oh, it's a puddle.
Yeah. That's what happens when you dump out half of an Ozark Mountain water, bro.
It's not. It's worse.
Okay.
My order got substituted. It's life. It's my Nestle. Cable, it's the evil corporation.
My cable got fully involved.
Fully involved?
With this robot.
What
and
are you saying?
And all of a sudden I look down and my cable's just all wrapped up inside the machinery, all around the roller brushes. And
not the blushes.
It is, I mean, it's hard to see because if I take it out, I can't show you, but it's real messed up. I mean, it's grated and cut. And it made me say, you know what? Imagine if this $35 cable wasn't as thin as a pencil. Lead. Like, what if it was actually thick and made well for $35 or braided
for
$35?
Yeah, like, what if the quality, this sounds insane. But what if the quality of this cable matched the quality of the product that you're selling it for?
Yeah, we've talked about this for years. It's the flimsiest, worst made cable I've ever touched. That's the third time it's gotten stuck in my Roomba, by the way.
What's that? What was that guy's name in the lawsuit? Andrew Anthony?
Jerome?
No, the guy in the lawsuit.
It don't matter.
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to say, if it was so personal to him, why didn't he go after things that matter, like this cable?
Yeah, why was it like, I believe Apple's cutting corners on the lighting the 3.5mm AirPods Max cable, which, that's the first story. The second one, though, is how I almost died last week. And by last week, I mean 2 days ago.
What? Go on.
Yeah.
We're listening.
So, 6 p.m., sunset's at 7:10.
Okay.
I look outside, I say, man, it's a gorgeous day in sunny Los Angeles, California. I'm going to go for a run.
Okay.
There's a place that I like to run. I've gone before, called the Hollywood Reservoir. It's about a 3.3-mile loop in the Hollywood Hills around basically a man-made lake for water.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up there. I'm so excited. I'm feeling myself. I got my playlist ready, my album. I got Juice WRLD's album queued up. I'm feeling myself. Feel great. I'm so excited to run because I've been inside all day working. Mm-hmm. I show up to the gate. Instantly, there's a 12 there being like, hey, sorry, park's closed at 6:30. No, sorry, he didn't say sorry. He said, hey guys, park's closed.
What does that mean?
Like, you can't go in it anymore. That's what, like, he's saying you can't.
But you said instantly there's a 12 there.
Yeah, that's a name for police.
Yeah, I know that. I knew that.
Yes. Yeah, 12.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, there's 12. a park ranger police there. And I am in disbelief because now I've driven 25 minutes here. I know that there's going to be too much traffic to make it to anywhere else to run. So I'm like, it's closed already? And he's like, yep. Even though I see so many people inside of there. Whatever rules
sounds
I get.
Like discrimination.
Even it's not discrimination because he turned away somebody else and there was a woman right next to me walked
double
up. I could tell,
discrimination.
Like, I respected her. She just turned around in one fell swoop and started walking away. But I was like, I gotta ask because I was so heartbroken. I was so upset.
Okay.
So I have the idea, right? Now that I'm turned down, I
Your
don't have enough time to go anywhere else.
The best.
Yeah, I've been inside all day. I want to exercise. I'm trying to get in shape.
Yes.
Or you know, feel good about myself, really push myself. So I say, wait a second. My car is parked here. But I remember driving up all through these hills. I'm just going to – I'll challenge myself actually and go for a run in the Hollywood Hills, through these neighborhoods just because – I don't know. I got nowhere else to go and it'll be challenging. And plus some of the houses and views are sick, so maybe it'll even be better than the run I was going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two very important things you should know about me when I go for a run. Number one is that I do not wear glasses.
Okay. Me either.
Number two
– they slide.
Is that I don't bring my phone because my Apple Watch has cellular. So if in case I would fall off a cliff, I've got the emergency SOS, I've got the Apple Watch Ultra with the siren, I feel good about my predicament. So it's 6:32 when I start running. I know there's 40 minutes till sunset. I'm going to run 3 miles. It'll be well under like 35, 40 minutes. I'll be right back. But I've never run in this area before, so I start doing some exploring. Okay. Go up this massive hill. Oh, dead end. Okay, let me turn around. Well, if I go back right, that's to my car. So the only option is to go a little bit further out. Mm-hmm. It's only like 6:45 at this point. I still got 25, 30 minutes until sunset. Mm-hmm. And I'm having a great time. I'm running through these hills. I'm really challenging myself. I'm blasting Juice World. It's amazing. I'm having the time of my life. I'm like, you know what? It would have been nice to just run flat, but this is actually a better workout for me.
I just realized we didn't have a watermark up this whole time.
Oh, somebody's going to steal our content and re-upload it to X videos.
How tragic. Now we must.
It's not emergency, though.
That's not it. Oh, no.
You got to do a regular.
Here we go. This is what we're
feeling. Yeah, that's it. This is a good part of the 80 bar. I'm running through these hills, and I notice I'm at about 2.9 miles, which is a little bit further than I expected to go. Okay. 2.7, 2.8, I think, are actually around. And I'm like, oh, I was just planning to do like a 3-miler. Oh, it's 7 o'clock. So sun coming down.
It do be doing that.
I'm going to turn around. But I realized, John, that when I turn around, there are three different streets to pick from to go back. Okay. As I'm at a 4-way stop.
Oh, no.
And myself, having no goggles on.
Yes.
I am struggling to remember any landmark that I have seen to get here.
Okay. Man, look what happens when you turn 26.
Right? So I go, okay, I know it's up a hill, so I'll go with the one that looks like it's like the most up. Mm-hmm. I go up there, nope. Okay, now it's 7:10, sun is set. John, I have no fucking clue where I am whatsoever. I am so lost and turned around in these hills because they're all curvy and go in different directions, so there's no visibility of where I came from.
Oh,
I don't have my glasses on, so my vision that is already like probably.
And now you probably just look highly suspicious to the people that live there.
Yeah. All I've got on me is the key card for my vehicle to get back in it and an Apple Watch with cellular connectivity. So instantly my brain, I start thinking, you know, I got a 26 in the ACT, which is actually pretty low, but I feel like I can get through this because I believe in myself.
I believe in you too. I believe you will get out of this.
And I'm not worried at this point. Yeah, it's sunset. But, wait, when I Googled, you know, where the entrance to this park was, I'll just pull up the Apple Maps app. There we go. Search it. Take me right to the trailhead. Easy.
Yes. Easy peasy.
So I do that. But I noticed that the title of this maps entry doesn't say trailhead on Apple Maps. And I start to realize that my car's mapping system uses Google Maps. And that Google has a different entrance for the park than Apple Maps.
Oh, no.
So I now realize that, first of all, where it's showing me is 2+ miles away from where I am currently.
Okay.
Which I know there's no way that's right.
Already losing sunlight.
By this point, it is 7:20 p.m. We are nearing very dark levels.
Oh,
and I have still no clue where my car is. And then it hits me as well. Wait a second. My car was parked behind a gate. The park is going to close and they're probably locking up right now.
Oh.
And I just almost got towed a week ago.
Oh, no.
And I'm in an area that I don't know and I can barely see. And the cell service in the hills is starting to cut in and out. And I was actually starting to get a little freaked out because I realized, wait, if I can't get back to my car, I can't call an Uber. Because remember, Uber discontinued the Apple Watch app. So I don't know what to do because Luke, who lives in LA, is out of town. He can't come save me.
Mm-hmm. Can't just like share your location and come get
Sarah Dietschy's like, go, you know, she's living
busy,
preoccupied with very important things other than this white kid lost in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those are my options. Like, I mean, I'm out. I'm out of options. So I remember something critical.
Why didn't you? You could have called me on your watch. I have your location. I can see you from aerial view. I could have gotten you out of there.
Well, I thought about that, but again, I'm panicking because I'm like, the time it'll take to explain this and get somebody to try to look at me, I was like, I just got to get back to my car. So I just follow the route as close as I can. And while I'm doing that on this like longer route, that's not the right place. I'm like, it'll get me in the general direction. I remember something. When I left my car and left my phone in my car, I got a notification on my AirPods that said your iPhone was last seen at this address. You know those notifications that we've both complained about?
Yeah.
That saved my ass.
Okay.
Because I had a simple notification on my Apple Watch that said it was like 2688 something drive. So on the Apple Maps app, I was able to input, you know, these numbers blindly. Like I'm not even sure if I'm typing in right. I'm checking. And it shows me a route that looks more right.
Okay.
So I think I'm saved. But then Apple Maps has one more trick up their sleeve.
Up their sleeve. Okay, what it is.
Because the notification is not the most accurate. It's just a general, this area and the cell service isn't great. So there's basically a split that goes up the mountain, which is where my car was, and a split that goes down a mountain. Oh. I am on the lower path of the mountain because that's where Apple Maps has decided to take me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, it's only taking me there because that's the address I inputted, and that was probably my phone's GPS probably caught the address that was the closest house just down the ridge.
Okay.
But it is pitch black at this point. It is now 7:30. I'm like 20 plus minutes late to when I was supposed to be back to base. I still have nothing on me, and I don't know where I am exactly because everything looks different at night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I run into this lady and her dog, and I feel bad because she's just coming out of her house, and I'm like, oh God, she probably thinks I'm going to attack her because it's dark out. She's a woman by herself with her dog.
You also fucking look like Slenderman. So.
Yeah, I look like Slenderman. And I'm just like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm really lost right now. And then the other part of me is like, I don't want to go up to a stranger and say I'm lost.
Because that's how you get abducted.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you get abducted.
Especially in Hollywood.
Right? I'm like, Harvey's going to come out and grab my ass or something.
Jesus Christ.
But she was very kind. And she said, she's like, hey, I was like, the last thing I remember, there's this green sign that says Hollywood Reservoir this way. That's where I know my car's at. She's like, oh, that's definitely not down here. That is up the hill. So go up that way and turn left. And again, my gut is like, well, my watch is saying to go this way. Okay, but no, she lives here, so I should listen. Sure enough, I turn around. I see the sign. I see three cops near my car.
No!
As I'm coming up to it. And I'm like, oh, God. But they're like a little bit up the road still. So I'm like, they're probably just getting ready to tow my ass. Okay. I get in my car, dude, not within 14 seconds of shutting the door. A cop rolls up. He goes, everything okay, bud? Park's closing up. You're behind our gate. So if I had been probably 5 minutes later to that, I would have shown up to the gate closed with no car and no one to contact.
And some more fees to pay.
Yeah. That I could not contest because that would have just been actually my fault.
Yeah.
So I basically say all of this to say.
Classic case of fuck around and find out.
Yeah. The Apple Watch, it worked enough.
The lady worked harder though.
Yeah. But.
Props to that lady.
I mean, the Apple Watch got me back, which made me realize how important cellular connectivity is. And it also made me realize how hard it was to navigate.
You're
on my
realizing
watch.
How important cell phones are?
Yeah.
In
and how being able to just type or see the Bluetooth on my car of where it disconnected.
Honestly, what did people do before there were maps?
I was
before
thinking
there was
about
GPS.
That.
Like, how did you live your life? Do you just look at the signs on the road?
Yeah.
The green signs? It's like this way towards Austin, Texas. And you're just like, okay, I'll go that way.
Well, you had physical paper maps that you would carry in your car on vacation and stuff. That's real. My parents used to
horrifying.
Have them on vacations. Have you ever seen these? Yeah, like AAA Roadmap 2008. Look at this. Here we go. I remember, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, oh dude. God.
I remember having a map during a road trip to Florida, but I thought they just gave it to me to like keep me quiet. I didn't know I had responsibilities.
Oh, this is exactly what they looked like. Yeah.
Oh boy.
So I guess maybe the buses would start carrying one of those.
Why would you buy a used one?
What? It's a map. What do you, I would hope they used it.
Does it take me to treasure? Why would I buy it?
I don't know.
What is? Are you getting broken into?
I don't know what's going on. All I know is that I have some slight trauma from that night because there, you know, the coyotes come out.
Oh, yes, the coyotes.
And I was
gonna. And you know what coyotes like the mostest? 7-foot-tall white meat.
Slenderman.
Yeah. They love it so much.
No, they probably would have been scared, man.
Of you?
Yeah.
If a coyote came out, would you go, whoa, like make yourself look as big as possible?
Maybe. Okay, last thing I want to touch on.
You look like this, the guy from Courage the Cowardly Dog that has the slab. The slab. Yeah. Do you know who the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, last thing.
Uh-oh, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
I want to show you somebody, another record-selling iPhone that made me think
another one?
Somebody bought a original factory-sealed iPhone from 2007. OG,
4 gigabytes, wow.
For $130,000.
Jesus Christ.
It's in great condition. It's just shy of the record, which was $190,000 and basically parallel with the one that sold in October.
Our only third 4 gigabyte model ever offered.
Yeah, this is the rarest possible iPhone, which is it was only produced for a couple of months in 2007, I believe, which is why it's so rare.
How do you get them?
I mean, you bought it at the time. What do you mean?
How did this auction place get it to sell it?
People can sign with them. So people that have had this send it to them to basically verify, and then they do it. But yeah, there was a couple other interesting ones that sold as well. We had a original 2007 factory sealed 8
do
gig?
Do you like look at this in your free time?
Yeah. It's always interesting how much people
This is why nature tries to lose you, I think.
And then look, an original factory sealed iPhone with iTunes sold for $7,700.
With iTunes, huh?
Yeah, it's got the little, here, I'll show you. It's kind of cool. It's got the little icon.
Darius.
It's got the iTunes icon on the home screen. Yeah. So there we go. That was pretty cool. We got a sealed iPod first gen that sold for $11,000.
Okay.
And
love it.
This one surprised me as well. First time I've seen this, a original factory sealed Apple Watch for $2,700. I thought that was a bit high. Thought that seemed a bit high because this is the space black version. I feel like I feel like it has to be the silver stainless steel, right? Like that's what I envision. For the first Apple Watch.
I want to be able to make something that years from now people can sell it for a lot more money than I tried to sell it for.
Like your company?
Something cooler. Like I wish I had a product that was like, yeah, it's $10. But then 20 years from now they're like actually 100 Dowie.
You could argue. Maybe one day the Genius Bomber will be that thing.
Limited item. Well, dude, don't give anyone any ideas. I don't want to see shit listed on eBay.
I was at a running thing last night and somebody was like, that's a sick jacket. They didn't even see the back, just the front. They were like, that's a sick jacket, which is why I chose that model. And I really think we got to bring them back. They were really cool.
I think they'll do better with a kinder name. Less scary name. A bomber?
Genius
what
jacket?
What about a genius terrorist fighter jacket? Like, that just sounds better than bomber. You know?
why they call it a bomber jacket?
I'm afraid.
Because pilots would wear it when they were in planes bombing stuff.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any other parting shots, or are we just going to go out on bomb references? I don't know what the vibe is.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Did you see the bridge that came down?
Yeah, that was
crazy.
In
Baltimore?
I feel really bad. People died.
Very suspicious.
It's too soon. I'm not laughing. You're not going to break me.
I'm not laughing.
I mean, you're literally I'm not laughing.
I wasn't laughing until you
really
said
sad.
That.
It's not.
Just very suspicious.
It was just sad. It's sad.
Never go on bridges ever again. Never be in America. You know what I'm starting to see? America's just kind of funny.
Really?
Yeah. I think Genius HQ should be set up in the Philippines.
Okay. I don't think I'll be moving there, but you can have as much fun as you want in the Philippines.
Or,
why the Philippines, by the way?
Oh, because with like U.S. currency, we're basically kings over there.
True. It would go a lot further.
Like we're basically Jeff Bezos with YouTube ad revenue.
Yeah.
Paid in U.S. currency.
Yeah.
I would also like to move to Mongolia because that just sounds sweet. Where do you live? Fucking Mongolia. Sounds really cool.
Are you okay?
When's the last bridge that fell in Mongolia, you know?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Mongol bridges. I'm not Mongolia bridge. I don't know. Here, these, I mean, they look a hell of a lot cooler than ours, I'll say that.
Are we Googling them? Oh, you didn't pull them up on the screen. How terrible.
That looks really cool.
That looks super safe. I would definitely go on that bridge. Look how safe.
Dude, wait, that's actually hype. What at highestbridges.com? I think I just found my new interest for the day. Inner Mongolia, China. Whoa.
Looks
dude,
pretty
this
sweet.
Is sick.
I bet nothing bad has happened there.
Look at that bridge. That's a sick bridge. Whoever made that.
Nothing bad has ever happened in China.
Look at this.
Ever. No point in history.
It would kind of be fun to go to, what else is on highestbridges.com? Where's number one? 300.
Is highestbridges.com just Wikipedia? Because that's what it looks like.
World's highest bridge right here. Send me. 2,100 feet high.
Why what? China? Why are you trying to build things so high up in the air?
What? Coming soon. I want to see it now. What? There's no bridge here. This is a lie.
They're just like, this is where it's going to be.
Okay, let's go here to the Yongshan Bridge. Ooh, they got some sick bridges. Wait, is this one also not built? I'm seeing graphs and stuff. Yeah, that's a render. You cannot include world's tallest bridges on not bridges that are built.
Yeah, you can't just put ideas in there, guys.
Oh, yeah,
come
2025 and 2027? What?
What other podcast, what other Apple podcast is going to walk you through coming soon world's ooh tallest bridges?
Yo, dude, look at this one. That's a good looking bridge.
What a that looks, is horrifying. My
I
goodness.
Like that one.
There look are clouds you under the bridge.
Dude, that's really cool. Wow.
Should
cool
we
bridge?
Really be building bridges? Do we need them?
Oh, look at how pretty that is.
I just feel like we don't need bridges.
What? How do cars go then?
I think if you can't get there.
What? That's the Empire State Building mocked up.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's real tall. Wow.
Dude,
yikes.
That's crazy.
I would never go on that bridge. You
let's
couldn't pay
going
me any amount of money to go on that bridge.
Tiananmen
you couldn't
bridge?
Pay me enough Mongolian bucks. Mongolia yeah, I mean, bucks. You couldn't pay
okay,
me.
A lot of these are starting to look the same. Also, a lot of these bridges are in Asia. That's wild. Oh, this one looks cool.
They're the only one with the cojones to do it.
This was the world's highest bridge in 2009 in Papua New Guinea.
Wow, what a very limited run from 2005 to 2009.
I mean, that's 4 years. That's a whole college experience this bridge was on.
But it probably took longer to build the fucking bridge. And then you got usurped right away.
Yeah, well, it's a cool looking bridge, dude. I don't know. I mean, look at the gap.
If I made going. Even the coolest bridge, I'm not going to brag about that.
Where's the like United
you,
States?
You meet a lady.
Here we go.
On the Hollywood Hills who doesn't have a lot of plastic surgery, and she's like, hey, what do you do for a living? I'm not going to be like, I built this really tall bridge. You should see it. That's on worldstallestbridge.com.
Yeah, but shout out to America. We held the highest bridge record for like 70 years.
Let's go.
Yeah, look at this. This is the Royal Gorge Bridge. Yeah, we do some gorging here in America. Look at this shit. You got a little gorge down there. Let's look at more bit. Wow. I mean, I will say the more I'm looking at these, they do kind of all look the same. Oh, there's a train that runs below it. No, America's the best. America's number one.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, show me a bet. Come on. There's a little train that runs at the bottom. Choo-choo. Are you kidding me? That's so cool.
All right.
Oh, look, here's the people on it. Look at how happy they are.
I feel like we shouldn't be looking at bridges in America after our
Okay. We're going to X out of that image.
Anyway, it is time to end the episode.
Guys, this was a great episode of Genius Art. We do not condone any of the people on that bridge.
Thank you for coming, class. Thank you for watching.
Maybe China was right.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this very wholesome episode. Thank you for being a genius. We'll be back when we have iPads.
Well, no, that's not till May. We'll be back next week.
With or without iPads is what I meant to say. Definitely without iPads, because Mark Gurman can't get anything right anymore. It's
Here's
over.
The good news. Here's the good news. Because there's no new iPads coming next week, I no longer have to live in fear. And that means...
Apple, you have the opportunity to do the funniest thing. Drop iPads next week.
I've got a great video coming.
You could really put Mark Gurman in the mud by putting iPads out on Monday. Just saying. You really could. You really could. All of the back and forth, you could just tarnish him so fast. It would take him so long to get... It should already take him long to get out of these trenches, but people soon forget. And that's why you have Genius Bar, because Genius Bar will not forget.
So...
Never forget is what we say here on Genius Bar. Never. Forget.
I've got a cool video that I want to start teasing because it's a big one.
It's a big one.
It's a world exclusive.
Never been done before. Slenderman exclusive.
I have obtained an Apple product. And there's actually quite a few hints in this episode, I will say. You'll watch it back after dropping. Like, oh, I see that. I've been sitting on this for months, which is actually weird to think about. And I'm about to show for the first time ever an Apple product on video that has never been shown before. You may have seen something like it, but you haven't seen it.
It is Steve Jobs
himself. No, it's really cool. I think people are going to enjoy it. It's kind of quirky.
It's the porta potty that was outside of Steve's office.
It's the Apple pizza box.
It is the porta potty. No, it is the gallon of milk that was fully drank by Jobs himself and then used as the bathroom from when Steve and Steve were in the garage.
I don't know what you just said, and I feel like you're kind of dampening how cool my video is about to be, so I'm just going to end.
No, it is. It's way cool. It's cooler than that.
I'm very excited. The coolest. That's going to be out probably Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, this week for those that are listening?
So yeah, it'll be. Well, no, we're going to put this out like today,
tomorrow.
Recording is
so early.
Why are you shaking your hands?
Human bodies are so weird. Isn't it weird that it's just like if I don't try to move it, it's just lifeless.
Dude, are you
okay? Here's me in control. Here's me out of control. The best part is not a single vitamin has been done in this episode or before this episode. This is just how I am on this Thursday.
Maybe that's the problem. We'll see you guys later.